everyone. This is Vanita Lambert coming to you from Radio 1400.am every single Tuesday at 2 o'clock p.m. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am going to talk a little bit about Medicare, and then I'm going to go and talk about healthcare regarding COVID-19 restrictions. So the reason I do this show is because I am an independent broker and I sit down with 10 to 15 families per week. Have not been able to do that during this pandemic season, but on a normal, regular basis, I sit down with 10 to 15 families per week and I go over the four areas that will impact their lives the most, starting with Medicare, long-term care, life insurance, and retirement income. I kind of just sit down and ask them questions, and then I develop a recommendation based on the answers that they give me to the questions that I ask. And they're simple questions like, how many times you go to the doctor? Are you seeing any specialists? Any overnight stays in a hospital? What medications are you taking? And a little bit about your finances as well, because if your income, your monthly gross income, not assets, but income, falls under a certain dollar amount, you'll be eligible for the Medicare Savings Program, which will help you save on your Medicare Part B, deductibles, co-pays, or any one of the three. So it's important to talk about that. I'm a licensed professional. I'm licensed in Connecticut, New York, and North Carolina. I don't share any information, not even with family members. So everything you say to me will be confidential. And once I get this information, I try to help make the best recommendation based on the hundred of companies. I am contracted with so many different Medicare companies, such as United Healthcare, Anthem, Aetna, Connecticut, WellCare, and we also have a plethora of life insurance companies. I want to say like maybe 50 different life insurance companies, long-term care companies. So what I do is I shop for you. You give me your information, and I go and shop for you based on your health, your gender, and your age. That's what life insurance is based on. So I just want to talk a little bit. So if you have any questions and you would like a free confidential needs analysis that will cost you nothing, it's free information, please give me a call at 203-687-2778, or you can send me an email. My email address is Lambert, just like my last name, L as in Larry, A-M-B-E-R-T dot Venita, V as in Victory, E-N-I-T-A at yahoo.com. So you can, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't get this information. We're coming up on Medicare annual enrollment period, and there are going to be changes with a lot of companies. Some of them will be drastic, some of them will be minor, but it doesn't cost you anything to find out what they are. And something may be changing in your life. You may add a medication, have another symptom, or you may lose a medication. You know, the doctor may take you off of something, and that could affect the plan that you select as well. So you know, don't hesitate to get free information. Worst case scenario, it can't hurt you. I mean, all you can do is better yourself. So I want to talk about COVID-19. First of all, my heart goes out to all of the families that were affected by this dreadful, infectious, deadly disease that's pretty much taken over our country. As of today, we have lost over 150,000 people died due to COVID-19. And there's thousands more infected in hospitals, and the death rate is just going up every single day. I'm looking at the state of Florida, which has more cases than New York. And New York is much larger than Florida in population and size. And I just want to talk about protecting yourself and being vigilant about protecting yourself and not trusting others. I had a situation last week where I go into my office twice a week. And one of my coworkers had gone to Florida. She came back on Sunday and she had the audacity to walk around the office with no mask on and did not quarantine the 14 days, nor did she tell anybody that she had been to Florida. So those are the types of people that you're going to have to look out for. So it's always, always a good idea to keep your mask on if you're inside of a building and to keep your distance because of the irresponsibility and selfishness of other individuals who just are just cynical, in my opinion, and don't think they have to explain what they've done to anybody. And in this situation, I blew a fuse. I got very upset, and I was told, and I said something to her. I said, "That's very irresponsible and selfish of you to come here with no mask on." And she says to me, "Well, you know, I was in an area in a plane by myself, and I really wasn't around anyone." Well, this is not an individual decision. You know, if you lived in Florida, then okay, that's their rule. You live in Connecticut, you live in a building where it says wear your mask, and she walks around to the ladies' room with no mask and everything. So she is breaking all the rules, and this is the type of person that clearly feels that she is above the law and clearly feels, you know, no responsibility to the folks around her. And if you know anything about wearing the mask is to protect other people. It's really not for you. I mean, if you sneeze or cough, you know, you can do that in your elbow or something, but the mask is to protect other people and to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And if we have irresponsible people walking around, visiting other states, not following the quarantine protocols and walking around without their mask, then we're going to be in the same situation as Florida, as all of these other states are suffering right now. I want to give a shout out to the governors in the Northeast, Cuomo, all of the governors. He was on Governor Cuomo. I was calling him President Cuomo for a while because he was giving us daily updates on CNN, giving us the truth about this virus, and so that we, you know, we could have, and again, important information is key to protecting yourself in many different ways, just like the free confidential needs analysis that I offer for Medicare long-term care. He was giving us regular updates on the number of cases, what to do, the stay-at-home order, not opening up too soon, and the list goes on and on. And this was back in March. So what, and he also correlated with New Jersey and Connecticut. So all these governors got together, developed a plan. And as a result of their plan, 3 months later, we stayed home. We wore a mask. You can't go into a grocery store without it and you know, certain areas. And as a result, I'm looking here at the map where we are in the green. We're steady. The numbers are going down. And we're just trying to do the right thing with the exception of the few irresponsible people walking around that think they're invincible and that they don't have to follow the rule of law. So needless to say, I was sitting at my desk. I got very upset. I had planned on working for a little while. I try to go in on days where there's only a couple of people And so I had to snatch up all of my work, my computer, and so on and so forth, and leave. And on my way out, I was told that I didn't have to say anything to this lady. I could have just left. So I can't even begin to tell you how many ways that was wrong. So we're not even going to go there, because we are fighting for justice, racial equality. And that's just one way in the workplace where it is just so needed. The other thing, I want to end on a good note. So I wanted to let everybody know that once you become a client of mine, I'm not just there for that day and to put you on Medicare or to sign you up on a life insurance plan and you never hear from me again. No, that is far from true. I throw a big party for all of my Medicare, life insurance, long-term care clients, and retirement income clients. I throw a big party every single year. It's called the Fish Fry Barbecue, and I invite everybody to bring their family and their friends, and I treat them to a wonderful, wonderful menu. My husband and I, we cook, we prepare. It's a huge deal for us. It's called the Fish Fry Barbecue, and so we have two different types of fish. The menu consists of all different types of meats, hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs, chicken, roast pork. And then we have all types of baked dishes, like baked macaroni and cheese, baked ziti, baked beans. And we have salads, coleslaw, tossed salads. And just, you know, we have I think he gets like a half a keg of Coors Light and water. And if you like something, you know, to drink in terms of wine or something like that, you have to bring your own. But it gives us the opportunity for me to see my clients and maintain rapport with them on a personal level once a year. And then it also lets them know that I'm going to be there for them throughout their entire life. Because once you go on to Medicare, you're probably going to be on Medicare forever. And sometimes things change. And so when those changes occur, I just want my clients to know that they could pick up the phone and call me, that I am not going to disappear, because there's a lot of brokers out there and agents that will come sit down with all of you Medicare folks during the annual enrollment period, sign you up on Medicare, collect an annual renewal on your Medicare enrollment, and you will never hear from them again. So I just want you to know that's what makes me stand out from everybody else. You will hear from me every single year. I will pick up my phone and call you. During this pandemic, I sat down and I called a bunch of my clients. I saw some of them, and it was just wonderful to hear. I wanted to make sure, you know, they were getting my invitation, and I kind of wanted to get a count this year because it is a pandemic. There will be a small crowd. We will be outside. The fish fry this year, I'll be taking everybody's temperature with a touchless body thermometer and giving them a green bracelet if their temperature is normal that they'll have to wear for the duration of the party. And if they go under the food tent, they will have to wear a mask. And if they go inside the house to use the restroom, they will also have to use a mask. So I am practicing all of the social distance and safety protocols in my power that I can control. So once again, if you become a client of mine, you're a client for life. It's not just for once. And once again, this is Vanita Lambert. Please give me a call at 203-687-2778, or you can reach me at lambert.vanita@yahoo.com. Thank you very much, and enjoy your evening.